Hello?
Oh, hi, Stanley. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Yes? I'm
sure.
On the phone. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm walking to my car right now. Just
okay,
to get this
no
right
problem.
Now, because if I keep pushing it off, I get super busy.
Yeah, I'm happy that I caught you, because they were going to actually deactivate the website today, so I caught you in time. And then I'll push the next billing out 30 days, too, because I don't want you to have a payment today and then another one on the 19th. So
okay.
We'll take this one, which will get you, the April 19th payment up to speed, and then you'll be paid in full until June 14th.
Okay. And then you're also, I just want to go back because I'm in between the process of whether I cancel or don't cancel.
Okay.
You know, if you're willing to fix what's going on, because to be honest with you, I've been paying for this for month after month after month. I get no phone calls on my phone. It goes to a different directory. It goes to a different number, which for me is not good, because am I going to go into my phone and call other numbers to press one, press two, press, you know, I don't have time for that.
Yes.
I have a lot
so
going
last
on.
Time we spoke, I had tested the call tracking number, and then I sent it to that department. And then right after we spoke, James put tested call tracking number and client answered. And client had answered when Tina called a moment ago. No, that's not true, because you said when I called you that you didn't get the call.
Right.
It went to voicemail, so it's routing correctly. Oh, so
right.
I guess it went to your voicemail, but I'll have him test it again just to make sure.
Okay.
He said that when he spoke to you, he told you to save the number so that you know that it's coming through the call tracking when it comes in. But I'll have him test it one more time just to be safe, okay? And then if you decide not to continue, just call us anytime before June 14th, and we can cancel it out, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further payments, okay?
Okay. Is this your direct line?
My direct line is the one that has extension 777. I'll text it to you. You can still reach me if you hit redial and call this number, but it goes to the call center, and then they just have to kind of hunt me down. But I'll send you the one where you can reach me directly, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah, I just texted you that, so you have it in your text message. Okay, so for the new card, is it still the 24th place for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, 4744.
Okay.
7603.
Got it.
1141.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Change that one.
Different one?
I want to use that
okay,
one.
I'll take this one out. No problem.
Thank you. You ready?
Yes.
All right. 5348.
Okay.
6000.
Okay.
8283.
Okay.
1311.
1311. Okay, expiration?
829.
And the code?
693.
693. Okay, so I will get your authorization and you will be good to go. So if you see them calling you through that call tracking number, pick it up, because I'm going to have James test it again. But in the meantime, I got the green light, so you're good to go there. And then, like I said, I'll push the next billing out to June 14th.
Okay, and if any questions, text me a direct. And if anything, I have any questions, I'll give you a call.
Please do.
If
yeah,
you don't
you
mind.
Have my number now? No, please use me as a point of contact. I always welcome that. So you can always call me, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay, perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, have a great rest of your week, too, Stanley.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.